the pay. Now, in Simen Kuftes, Sifal, Bitripot, Ein Prichodosh di Mosik, di Chol du Tvei Mimech to Sag. In other words, the Trov doesn't mean careful, but it means more. Vayim b'sefer, Minchas Yaakov, di Daitei, di Midrabono, Binon Davke Kevu. Vayim prinigodim psicha shekosan, di Bisa de Rabono, da Minchas Yaakov maided in Tzorach Kevu. Vav Bisa de Reise, Hamekel b'mashu yeisa, to Prichodo Hashem Likabei. Now, what's the sheet of the Minchas Yaakov? The Minchas Yaakov sheet means that as far as Bitu of Midraisa is concerned, so it means more. But as far as Bitu Birov Midrabonon will require Kevu. So Mimele, he says, so Gabi and Isa Rabonon, so that Chumre of Kevu, rather than more, doesn't apply. That's it. Because the shita of the prichodosh is that even in nisa deraisa there is no requirement of kefu, of double, just of more. Vayim b'tshuvas chasam seifa. Vayim b'tshuvas chino beis yehude. Simen pei. Shedaite ka prichodosh. Dein tzorech kefu av b'isa teira. Now the prichodosh is here. Now the Mogen Avraham, I mentioned it last time when we went over the Shach, you know, in Simen Kuf Zayin. So I mentioned that the Mogen Avraham in Simen Tof Nun Hei Siftes Vov in Lechas Pesach, Simen Tof Nun Hei Siftes Vov agrees with the Shite of the Shinkubetes in Beitzet Avdalet and the Shite Zachinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samaches that we don't need Kevul, we only need more. Vayim Shom Shecholak Al Chocham Echot Shepireish Divrei Hashach שכוס אחד בתרי בוטל קלעים הברוב ואפילו לקרוב אלו בהנח תרי שהם תנם נעיסה דירות הלימה להבי שכתיחס ביחד הם קטנים מנעיסה ולקר לרוב מיין דהיין לבי שחלוקים נגד אחד ולא רוב מיין אף לא אוכל בוטל והוא חולק עליו. In other words, so the primigodim is chelik, so there is one pshat in this shach when the shach says in Sivov bitrei bottle kelim abirov ki bichsiv achirab lahatis va'afil lekerov elo behanach trei sheim ktanim yoisa va'afil lekerov elo behanach trei sheim ktanim yoisa. In other words, the shach means that if you have two small chatiches that are heter, even though it's possible, you don't know, it's possible that the one chticha of Yisar is so gigantic that in Kamus it has more than the total size of the two individual small chatichas, so there is already big. In other words, this is the pshat that he mentions in the shach, in Sivov. So according to that person, the shach shita is that it's Rav Minyan, not Rav Binyan. So then the shach does not have to say that kefu is not important. Maybe the shach shita is that kefu is important. But we all consider it from the point of view of minyan, not from binyan. But he says, so the chasam sefer, that's the chasam sefer, is really come that pshat in the shach. ופירש דירות צולעים עדי בהנוח תרי יש גם רוב בניין שהבייז יש הגדי למן היחוד אלא דין צורך כיפו. I mean, this is exactly the פשעת of the פרימיגודי in Sipsi Das, so explains the שח here in Sivov. So this is how the פרימיגודי explains it. בתרי בוטל קולעים עבי רוב כדכסי ואחירה בלעתיס ואפילו לקרוב אלא בהנוח תרי שהם קטנים מן היסעה. So what does it mean, Shetanim Yisea? So in other words, Rov Minyan, so the Prim Kodim explains, no, Rov Minyan has no importance, has no significance, Rov Minyan. Has no significance. That Rov Minyan, so, but here he mentions a case where you have two small chatiches that are definitely happy. So as long as you are sure that the size of the two small chatiches that are heter are more in Kamus, are more in Kamus than the Chdichas Yisrael, so there is already bitter. So in other words, this is how the Primigodim explains it. In other words, so the Primigodim explains it, that first of all, as far as Rav is concerned, we are only interested in Rav Binyan, and Minyan doesn't mean a thing, and then that we only, as far as Kamus is concerned, we don't need double, we only need more. We only need more. An excess in Kamus, in the heter over the Isa. And even though there is though there is, so now even though there is no king, so in other words, it's not so muchach what the shit is, what the pshat and shat. Anyway, we have three shittas in regard to the question of Rav Minyan versus Rav Minyan. So we have three shittas. We have the shita of the Primigodim in the Sharat Arubes that only Binyan is important, Minyan is not important. And if we are sure that there is one chatiche, that there is one chatiche that in Kamus has more than the Iser, even if the Iser will consist of two units, so there is little according to the Primigodim, because the important thing is only Rav Binyan, not Rav Minyan. Then there is the Shite of the Nefesh Chayo of Chaim Lozer Wachs, that the important thing is only Minyan, and Binyan is not important. So in other words, if we are sure that there are two small chatiches, against one chatiche of Iser, possibly one chatiche of Iser, even if it's possible that the chatiche of Iser is so gigantic that it has a larger size than the two individual chatiches of Heter combined, so there is already bittul berov, as long as there is Rav Minyan, there's the Shita of Nefesh Chayo, and then there is the Shita of the Knesset Sagdeilo, that in order to have Bittul, we must have both. We must have Rav Binyan, and we must have Rav Binyan. So we must be sure that there are at least two Chatiches of Heter against a Chatiche of Iser. And we must also be sure that the Chatiches of Heter have in Binyan, in Kamus, they have a larger size than the Iser. That's the Shita of the Gzadil. Now, there is one thing that I don't understand. I mean, how can the Primigodim say with so much certainty that the important thing is Rav Binyan, not Rav Minyan? And if we are sure that, let's say, usually, you don't have such a case, because if it's Yovish, be Yovish. So, in other words, and if one is larger and one is smaller, so you should be able to identify the Isa from the Heta. But it can only arise in a case where you don't know. You know that there is a Chaticha of Isa, but you don't know whether the larger Chaticha is the Chaticha of Isa or the smaller Chaticha. So, in such a case, the Shaila comes up. So, according to the Primigodim, if we are sure that the Chtichas Iser, has in Kamus much more, if you are sure that the Chtichas Heter in Kamus is much more than the Chtichas Iser, even if there is a possibility that there might be two small Chtichas Iser. But, if that is the case, that there are two small Chtichas Iser, but the one gigantic Chtichas Heter in Kamus has larger size than the two small Chtichas Iser, so there is still bitl according to the Primigodim. Why? Because the important thing is Rav Binyan, not Rav Minyan. So if the Shulchan Aruch passed completely like the Rosh, I could understand that. I could understand the Primigodim. Because according to the Rosh, there is a halacha of even mid rabbono of Isa Nepach Leheter, if Isa Nepach Leheter, at the very outset, without the biru of Kol Diporish taking effect. So Mimele, we can still argue both ways, but we can say that in order that the halacha of Isa Nepach Leheter should take effect, so if you have Rav Kamus, Rav Binyan, so Isa is Nepach Leheter without Rav Minyan, but the Mechaber paskens completely like the Rashi. He is even machmir, he mentions one shite like Tesis. But Tesis shite is also like the Rashi. He goes one step further. But Tesis shite is certainly like the Rashi. So the Mechaber paskens completely like the Rashi, not like the Rosh. That means that there is no halacha of Isa Nepach Leheter at the very outset, by Yovish B'Yovish. That first we must establish a din of Kol Diporish. But vis-a-vis an achile of all the three chtichas together, Or bishul of all the chtiches together. So the din of kol yiporish doesn't apply. So mele there is no isa nepach le'etar either. True, the Taz says that even the Rashbo is chilik and the Rosh only on the Rabbonim level. And in the Raisa level is not chilik. But on the Rabbonim level is certainly chilik. It seems that the Ramo agrees with the Taz, that the Rashbo is only chilik and against the Rosh and on the Rabbonim level, not on the Raisa level. But on the Rabbonim level is chilik. So mainly the Mechaba paskens completely like the Rashbo. The Ramo, shaloi b'mokim efset l'chab merube, he paskens like the Rashbo. But he paskens, he relies on the Rosh, b'mokim efset merube. But shaloi b'mokim efset, so he also paskens like the Rashbo. And the Mechaba certainly, b'mokim efset, b'mokim mokim efset, he paskens like the Rashbo. And according to the Rashbo, the chol apoches in the Rabbanon, there is no halacha of isa nepach le'eter, unless the din of kol diporish miru, the biru of kol diporish miru beporish is established. Now, so the biru of kol diporish miru beporish is certainly dependent upon Rav Minyan, not upon Rav Minyan. How can you apply the aloha of kol diporish without Rav Minyan? Bishleime the din of isa nepach le'eter. So that that could take effect with Rav Binyan, without Rav Binyan. But Kol Diporish, how could the halacha of Kol Diporish take effect without Rav Binyan? So how can the Primigodim, how can the Primigodim say, Beile Kure, Beile Chumre, that if the Chti Chaseter, if Klap Ishmael is Gali, that the Chti Chaseter, which is one Chaticha, is larger than the Chti Chas Iser, so then it's bottle b'rov. In other words, let's say, suppose you have itarubis of chad b'chad. Of chad b'chad, let's say you have two eggs. One egg, one beitzo is a beitzo asuro, and one beitzo is a beitzo muteres. But one egg, the beitzo muteres is larger than the beitzo asuro, and you cook them together. So let's forget the union of Shishi, but let's consider only the halacha of Rov. So according to the Primigodim, so there would be bitul b'rov. So when you're mivashel together, then it's taruves of lar b'lach. We can understand because there you don't have to resort to the biru of kol diporish. Mashenkin, the Primigodim applies it to Yovish b'Yovish, and according to the Shita of the Rashbo, in order that the din of isa nepach le'eter should take effect, first the biru of kol diporish has to take effect. So if you don't have two against one, two heter against one in number, so how can you say kol diporish? As you cannot apply the aloha of kol diporish from the point of view of kamus. I mean, of binyan, the aloha of kol diporish has to be applied from the point of view of minyan, not from the point of view of binyan, as far as kol diporish is concerned. So when it's a question, let's say if you have ten stores, one store in the market, and then nine stores sell kosher meat, and one store sells trefe meat, and then you find outside the stores. So you find the chticha, you don't know whether it's from the kosher stores or from the trefe stores. So you're not going to consider the volume of business carried out by the trefe store vis-a-vis the kosher stores. As long as you have nine stores that sell kosher and one store that sells grave, and then you find in the street a piece of meat, so we say kol diporish merub beporish. And it, regardless of the size of the piece of meat, it doesn't matter. Because kol diporish is considered exclusively from the point of view of minyan, not of binyan. I mean, it wouldn't make sense from the point of view of binyan. It couldn't make sense. So mele, how can the Primigodim say that binyan is the only important thing given by Yovish B'Yovish? After all, the Mechaba paskens completely like the Rashbo. So that means the Chol Apoches in the Rabbonon, in order that the din of Isa Nepach Le'eter should take effect, so first we must establish the Halacha of Kol Diporish without Rav Minyan, there is no Kol D'Poanish without Rav Minyan. So, it's Mistaber, the Shita of the Knesset Agdilo is Mistaber. Because, why? Because as far as Issa Nepech Liheter is concerned, we can say that Rav Minyan is the important thing. But, so Mile by Lach B'Lach, so let's say when you cook, let's say, smaller egg with a bigger egg, and the smaller egg is Iser, and the bigger egg is Heter, so then you have Bittel Berov, when Lach B'Lach. But when you have a Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish, so according to the Rashbo, first, the Aloche of Kol D'Poanish has to take effect. And Kol D'Poanish takes effect only on the basis of Rav Minyan, not on the basis of Rav Binyan. But in order that Issa Nepech Liheter should take effect, then we must have Rav Binyan. That's the pshat in the Knesset. I mean, it's very mistaken. But the shita of the Nefesh HaChaya can also understand. But the shita of the Primigodim, I cannot understand according to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that we pass like the Rashba. If we pass like the Rosh, I could understand the shita of the Primigodim. But since we pass like the Rashba, I cannot understand how we can say like the Primigodim. All right, now. Next time, we are going over the Taz and the Shach, which is very little, of Simen Kuf Tes, and then we'll proceed with Simen Kuf Yud. Now, I want to tell you, as a matter of fact, before the Pesach vacation, I told you that you should start chazaring Taruves. Taruves is not so simple, Taruves. Taruves is more difficult than Meliche or anything else in your day. So, that you should start chazaring before the Pesach vacation. Now, the Pchine and Taruves will be given, definitely, before Shavuos. I don't know when before Shavuos, but definitely before Shavuos. It will not be given after Shavuos. So Mimele, no matter how slow we are in covering Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, I mean, can be covered in one Shia, I mean. But no matter how slow we are in Simen Kuf Yud, the Pchine and Taruves will be given before Shavuos. So you have to make Chazore and Taruves. The Tur, Simen Kuf Tes. Chticho Shinuruy Lischabed, Shemisavu Bachiris, Yovish B'Yovish, Ptelo, Achilchad Vitrei, Vichayre, Nira Shein Chiluk B'Nisavu B'Nira B'Shelu B'Nira, Kein Shein Yifrat B'Chtichas Dake, Shein Yika B'Zel Azeh. In other words, it's not such a din poshut that Yovish B'Yovish Min Shalom B'Nira B'Vaya Shishi. So the Tur says, Lechayre, there's Yovish B'Yovish should be bought off even by Min Shalom B'Nira, except that some Rishayim say the contrary. Aval Bala Tumis Kosab, Davke Shemisar B'Mino. So then, it becomes bottle berov. Aval min b'shem minay afil yovish b'yovish tzorch shishim. Kim dim yivashlim gitin ben tam. So that's the time of Moses Hashem. Then the Issa Veter has his own time because it can be usually if it is min shaloi b'minay and if it is if there is less than shishim, so then usually it can easily be identified one from the other. So mainly the Chachamim are misakel that it should always require shishim. Yichim shenizbatel hachticha b'rov muta ligam va'afil yisir rabon alek u'muta li'odom lechel eskulom b'yachit. Who shita is that? That's the Rosh shita. I mean, not the Rashba shita. But the two paskins like the Rosh. Afal pisha b'bada yich le'isa. Why? Because Isa in Nefach Leta. V'chein muta lechel kol echot v'echot b'bna atzme. V'in tzorich l'hashlich echot k'neged Isa. Who shita is that? The tzorich l'hashlich, that's Rashis n'ashit and Avedizor. But he doesn't pass like that. I mean, what is Rashi's Mokir? The Mishnah in Trumis. That if, let's say, one measure of Truma, it falls into Igdeiro of 100 measures of Truma, if one measure of Truma falls into Igdeiro of 100 measures of Truma, so the Aloche Yitzele B'meyo V'achod, but he has to take out one measure. So the other Rishonim say that's because of the moment the Kaloch of Momen HaShevet, but there's no application to other Yisurim. But Rashi Shite is that it's a din in all Yisurim, in all Yisurim, in order to be able to be Teilah, Mid Rabon. So the Tur is not Chesh V'Lechi. V'in Tzorich L'Hash L'Chechot K'neged Yisa. V'afilo Imo Yisa V'Yisra Anoye, K'chomis B'Pesach, Botel B'Rov, Kipim Shehu, Yomish B'Yomish. Yovish B'Yovish. In other words, you see, by Lach B'Lach, by Chomis B'Pesach, so there is a special Tachonis Chachomim, Itasel B'Mash. Itasel B'Mash. The question is, how about Yovish B'Yovish? By Pesach, so there are 2 days in Machlik Rashenim. There are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, two Lishen Shulchan Aruch, we learned it in Lichas Pesach. So here, the two mentions it. So here, the two mentions three shittas. Ligabi Yovish B'Yovish. By Pesach, whether it's bottle berov or it has b'mash. So he mentions three shittas. Vafilu miyisal yisrano yikachom yipesach bottle berov. Kibu shiyovish b'yovish. That's one shitta. That, in other words, chom yipesach on yilach b'lach has b'mash. But yovish b'yovish, Pesach is like shor yisurim. Virashi osa tabu nischom yipesach yovish b'yovish b'achile. Umatir banoy. So Rashi Shite is unique. In other words, Chomez Pesach vis-a-vis Achille, so Chomez Pesach asas Yovish B'Yovish asas B'Mash, but not Banoi. Elo Shematzik Lashlecha Echad Nom Lino. So that's Rashi Shite in Kol HaTeri Kule. In all Yovish B'Yovish, Mid Rabbonon has to throw away one item in order to be able to be Teile. That's the Issa. Maybe that's the Issa. So V'Raval Pesach Issa Hakel V'Afil Banoi. V'Adein Yovi Orozal Matir Hakel. So we have three shittas. We have the shitta of the Rosh, that Yovish B'Yovish is bottle b'rov and even b'achile. Only lar b'lar. There is a shittas rishenim that even lar b'lar, Chachom is in Pesach, doesn't ask him much. We don't pass like that. That's the shitta of the Shultes and Rabbi Tam. So in other words, they have another girls in the Gemara. In the Gemara in Psochim Daflamet. So according to that Girsa, Chomet Pesach is like Shor Yisurim, it's Batal B'Shishim and Pesach itself. There's the Girsa of the Shultes Rabbi Tam, but we don't pass like that shit. So except for the Shultes Rabbi Tam, all Rishayim agree that Chomet Pesach Lar B'Lach Asad B'Mashu. But we have three Shittes, Ligabe Yovish B'Yovish Chomet Pesach. So the Shitte of the Rosh is that as far as Yovish B'Yovish is concerned, Chomet Pesach is like Shor Yisurim, is Batal B'Rov, and it's Muter even Bachile. And then there is the Shitta of the Riv, that it's also Antiv Mosa Banoye, and then there is the Shitta of Rashi, that vis-a-vis Achile, so Yovish B'Yovish, Shasas B'Mash, Chomet Pesach. Oh, and vis-a-vis Anoye, it's Batal B'Shish. Ve'afilu v'im, Bishlat Aruves, Achashen is Batal B'Rov. So suppose you have it arubis of Yovish B'Yovish. So his bottle of then he was mevashel. He cooked all the three items together. Kosov harashbo shekol echod ve'echod muta b'fnei atzmi. That has reference to min b'mine. So then there is no time. There is no time. But so even midrais even by lar b'lach min b'mine is bottle of. But the chachomim or misakin lar b'lach min b'mine requires shishi. So that Chachomim, that is only shayach by Lar B'Lach, but by Yovish B'Yovish, since it's impossible, it should involve an Issad Raise because it wouldn't give it time. So Mimele even if he was Mivashel, so it's Batal B'Rov. Kosev Rashi Shkol Echad Ve'Echad Mutar B'Fnei Atzmei. That's only if it's Mimine, but V'Oreitei. But suppose he was mevashel the three items of min b'minei together with reitev, so maybe it'll give it time. So it's all shishim k'neged isa. There's the Rashi b'Shitose, because even if it's neidah ataruves libayli, so it also requires shishim because the Rashi b'Shite is. Ta says it's only Rabbanon, but that's Rash B'Shite, that by Yovish B'Yovish, Rov, you're not allowed to eat all the three items together with Asachas. Why? Because Midlchol HaPochas Mid Rabbanon, I mean, this is what the Ta says. So, we can only say Yisan HaPachleheter if the Biro of Kol Diporish is first established, but vis-a-vis all the three Chtichas together, there is no Biro of Kol Diporish, vis-a-vis a Bishul of all the Chtichas together, there is no Biro of Kol Diporish, because if there is no Shishim, it will certainly give a Tam Yisar in the whole Deire, so the Mele, we can't say Yisar Nepech Leta Yiva. Leta Yiva. That's the Rashi Shita. So that's why it says, if the three items of min b'minei, that abot b'rov were cooked together with each other and together with reitev. So the reitev, so is also unless there is shishim, unless there is shishim, neged the taitum of this. Reitev is in tam shishor shishim erdisa. V'adini over rosal v'zeraj b'shim. V'adini over rosal kosal. Vadin over Rosal, Hilly was it. Because she loined at Aruf was say, this is what Ramo mentions. So, Kinnish is Bashel Tzor Samet Leisa, because if it's loined, so then we don't say it's an epochleta, because the subjective element is necessary. Vim need at Aruf was say, so then we say it's an epochleta. So then it also becomes a ter. Kinnish is Bashel Gamarit and Mudakulay. Then something else I mentioned too. Vimacha shenis batel the rov nisei seif ala yiseh. You had yovish be yovish rov. So it bought. But then suppose then you dropped more items of yiseh. So then it's chizav niya. It's chizav nes. All right. Now the taz. And simen kuptes. Chad betrei bot. Dichziv achira ben lahatis. Vele yachmiro rabon lahatis. Samach kim shenirui ali yischabit. Rak sheachmiro so again. He emphasizes shelo yechol shloshton keach achot domimone pshachich liyisa b'zachile. So we see from that that the Taz assumes that the conflict that Rashbo is only chilek and the Rosh and at the Rabbonim level not in the Reis level. Oh, then he says v'chol zeh the Ramo says v'chol zeh kishnisar v'minei avol shelo yi b'minei v'imakirei afil yovish b'yovish sor shish. So the Taz says the b'minei afilu b'lar b'lachin tzorich samachad in Rabbon. But she calls him simin tzadik ches sifkot l'ches b'yovish af. So memele b'yovish afilu b'Rabbon l'yichmil. Avol b'in b'minei shemina teir tzor b'lach shishim. Kim sheish nisin estam al kolchoch. Echmil Rabbonon gam b'yovish latzrich samach. Shelo yove li deyisa deraise b'bish. Shelo yove li deyisa deraise. How could it come to a nisa deraise b'bishu? But even according to the Rajbo, it's only with Rabbonon that we don't say Isa, Isa Nepachleta. But with Raisa, we do say the answer is true, even according to the Rosh, it's possible to have Nisa Midraise, al the Bishul. If it's if Nisbashel, Kinim Shinila, Taruv is Levile, so then there is no Bittl. There is no Bittl. So this is what the Taz means. Shall we have Nisa Raisa Bishul? If the Bishul will take place before it's near Taruv, we caution. Kelim Abishon is Bat Berov, we boy Shor and Michel Midraise, we Nasik et Agomo, we Lomo Yesara Hakeim, not here, the Bishon. So, what does the Taz mean? Even if it is Loinid Alataruves, but in case it's Neida, so then it will become bottle. So, Mimele, why should it Asa Midraise when it's Mivashal together? Vashal together. Why should it ask him the rice? Umayishne mahi di simen tzadik ches b'siv beis b'nisar v'mine v'nimine. So the mechaber and simen tzadik ches paskens like the Rajbo. We saw that the mashal is chilek. We paskens like the Rajbo. That just as we say salik es mine kisheine v'sheine mine robolof v'atlei. So the converse of it is also true. So we say also salik es sheine mine kileine. In other words, Ligabe min b'minei. So if nishpach and we are sure that there is rov, we don't know whether there is shishim. So then we are till hok. Gabe min shein b'minei. What is shalini the chayse? So if it's nishpach, if we are not sure that there is shishim, so then it's os. Then it's os. So the mechaba paskas like the Rashbam in tzadik ches. Suppose there was a taruves of minei and chayim minei. Let's say there was a taruves of bosa shchuto and bosa nivelo and reite feta. And we sure that there is rov, but we do not know as to whether there is shishim. So mechaba paskas like the Rashbam in such a case, it is muter. So umayishnimai, because we say midraise, so the bosan velo becomes bottle in the bosan shchuto. So he assuming that klapishmai is galye, that the reitiv does not have shishim neged the bosan velo, but as long as the shchuto has rov neged the velo, so the velo becomes nepach leheter. ומאיש מאיש זם זה כחי בסיב בי ונסר מיני ומיני דם מיני רבו וניסה במשיית ניסה כאין טעם בין מיני כיוון שכבר נעשה יותר ומנתיר אין צורך סמך הוכנה מני מוכה ויש לי מעדי שום אף על גב שגם מייסה ניסן טעם לין מיני צ'ו דנבילי also gives a time in the Reitev. Mikol Mokim, and we are not sure as to whether the Reitev has Shishim, Neged, the Nevele. Mikol Mokim, and Tam Neged with Natsmi. Because the Pchtichas Shchuto and the Pchtichas Nevele both have the same time. So Mimele, when the Pchtichas Nevele gives a time in the Reitev, it's not just the Pchtichas Shchuto gives by itself a time in the Reitev. It's the Pchtichas Shchuto together with the Pchtichas Nevele give a time in the Reitev because they both have the same time. It's Mimele. Some melee, we cannot say tam ki ikea that the nevelo asas the reitev, because the nevelo by itself doesn't give its own tam. The nevelo together with the shchuto give a tam boso in the reitev. So we do show mafagab shikama yisan is tam li minay mikol makina tam bigner v'natzme, because it's the nevelo, the boso nevelo together with the shchuto to give a tam in the reitev. Mashein kein, so the mele, the person the velo can tassarate. So then we say that in as much as the velo, as the shchuto is rov, neged the nevelo, so midrai sins bottle the rov, so the nevelo itself becomes converted into heta. So the mele it can tasser, right? שום אף על כך שכמו יישא ניסן טעם לין מיני וכל מטעם ניגש בפני עצמי, מה שאין כי מדי זה שטעם הוא יישא ניגש בפני עצמי, שטעם הוא יישא ניגש בפני עצמי. So ממילא אם the time was given into the gdeire before it was נדעת הרובס, so ממילא it asses מוטל הבל גשיר שישם ובלשם ובלשם ובשבת ליסה כי משפלח מנעץ מותרים כניסה ושם נדם של פוניקו ושמד. Alright. Now the שח. שאין הרויה להסחבת. אבל רויה להסחבי בין במינו בין של ממינו לא יפתה לו אפילו בעל. תליל סימן כופל. מי במינו אב שלו היא במינו צורך סמר כדי סומך. תיחה שנראו לי לסחבי שניסה ואחרס ממינו יובש ויובש דהיינה שנבלו לא יישר דהיין שנבלו ויועישר עם את בעצמי אלו שניסה ומכירי. So that's the definition of יובש ויובש, שנבלו because of there is no uniform distribution because of הבח דיקמר בקמח כיוון דנבלו ומתחלר בלח עד כאן שנך כוסף מרי בתחומס הדשם שמסמק ובסיוסף דעקמי שרחיים סתם וזיין וכי כוסף שחוד שרש דלו יקימש מביטס פריקו Bikemach la'avi kelach, kelach b'lach, elo kishir yisir. It's not like that. V'yu yisir, v'yishtayne shein nivlal v'yisir imit ba'atzim. Elo shein mu'urev imayim achirim. Af al pi shu mevushal b'mayim imashk machirim, mikri yobish. Mi hu pshite, di mevushal tzorch shishim b'nachtiches v'amayim neged yisir. Elo da'afilu yisamach, di nachtiches ki yobish imbot v'rov, וימיין בכתיך סחוב, כל הכתיך הסוריס, אף על פי שישרסה, אף על פי שישרסה, אמר ויקל לאהוב, חימור שעה זה פוסק. חד ותרי בוט, התור הביא מחלקס הפוסקים, גבי איסורי הנוי, כי חומד בפסח וחי גב, והמחה ברשמית כאן. Why? Because it's not נגיע us now, that's נגיע נרחי. ובשסום לך מה שכוסה, ברחי מסימן תפלום זיין, דאפל בלף לבוט. ושיהיה שימון חומד שאולי שאול איסורים, so מחה ברנחס פסח mentions both רשמיס. So Yovish be Yovish had the three bot. Hatur evi machlik sa poskim gabi sura noy. No, sir. Be three bot, the second three bot. Sivo. Kleima, birov. What is emphasizing? Ki dechsiv achera ben latis. So the primigodim explains that we mentioned at last time. What does the shach mean? Be three bot lo kleima, birov? What is it? Maikom hashmelon? Everybody knows. The two against one is rov. I mean, he has to tell us that it's a big chiddush that two against one is rov. No, he's telling us that we shouldn't make the mistake in the mechada by saying that keifu is required. If the chad betray, that means There are two chtichas of heter, and I get one chticha of iser. So double is required, I could say. So kamashla, no. Double is not required. All that is required is more. Ro. This is what the shach means. Tliya b'rov, k'rsiv acharab latis. V'afilu lek rov el b'hanach trei. She'im k'tani mi iser. So as long, so the primigodim explains it. In other words, we don't need keiflu, we only need more. And even if there is more in the one chatiche of heter, neged the small, the two smaller chatiches of iser, so it's still but. In other words, so the shach is saying, according to pshat, the shach is saying two chidushim. One chidush is that we don't need cave, and the second chidush is that rov means rov binyan, not rov minyan. So if there is a taruvus of so sometimes two small chatiches can become bottle the rov in one very big chatich. Even though from the point of view of minyan of number, so the iser has the rov, but we don't consider number. We only consider size, Rebbe. And also, according to Primigodin, the shach shita here is that we just need rov, we do not need cave. Kolechon bifniat. Chad bitri botul mut alochlon lemechot, kolechon bifniat. Aval yochlon shloshtam yachad. Dichshoich alechot, aneim azeo shaleta. Vichim bicholechot veechot. Vafilu bachin aneimia. Ma shenechal rishnu yishol isa. Uchvor olachlei, vizeh shal hetal. Ma sheinki, bidvor anivlol lifich anich, lintulun keachot, tishin arajbo. So by yovish biyovi is the rajbo shiti is, basachas you cannot eat all the three items. But, bazach hazeh yalaut. Even though he knows in the end that he ate it here to for Isa, the answer is the Rashba is also made that there is a loche of Isa Nepach Leheter, Gabi Yovish Biyovish. But that has to be based upon the Bureau of Koldiporish. So, Mele, in as much as vis a vis a single item, there is always a Bureau of Koldiporish. So, Mele, even the Isa is Nepach Leheter. Mitam ze mashma doa din di muta lechol alef u beis u beis veachot. La fuki shloshten yachad uloi. Vloche mashma yiz boi li kamon sivkot mit beis di muta lebashlo biz deyets. Now, so we have the shita mechaba paskins like the Rashbo that in the pshat according to the tazis that there is a din of isa nepach leheter even mit rabono by yovish biyovish, but that has to be based upon the Bureau of Koldiporish. Upon the bill of Kol Diporish. And Ramor, so b'mok, shaloi b'mok, him have said, so he's even chishish for the sheet of Tesis, that even Bazaar HaZeh is not allowed to eat. The same person. And b'mok, him have said, he relies on the sheet of Sorosh, that if it's Neid HaTaruvus, so then it becomes, so it's Isa is Nepachleta. Shaloi b'minei, v'chol zekish nesar b'minei, אבל שלא ימיני, ואי מכירי, אפילו יובש ביובש סורך שישי. כגי שנפרח לכתיך הזדקיס, שהניקה בין זה לזה, תור, ונראה לי במשכח לסלנאמה, כגי שיש כאן בי זה גימו מיני, ונדע שאחד מן נוסע, ואין ידוע איזה מהן, כי נשוחת כמה מינים, ידוע שאחד מן נשחד, שלא יקרה יגן, ואין ידוע איזה, חיים כל היצ הזה. אבל מה שקוסק מרי בגויס, שערי דורס עם מועטס, וכי תכמשל בירת, So we abach v'shorachin mishkachas b'shnisav u'beis minim shechlukim b'shmo v'shovim b'mare. So he mentions a tzio of mishalim mini yovish b'yovish where two items were nisarev, two items that have different names and have the same appearance. So tzorachin b'mabikach shechlukim b'shmo hotzrichim li'eschlukim b'taimim. In order that we should require shishim, why do we require shishim? Because maybe he'll be mevashel them together. So if there is no shishim, he'll give a tam. So that is shayach when it's chulkin b'tam, not when it's chulkin b'shmom. The tam of chulkin b'shmom is shayach according to the isa v'heteras explanation, but not according to the tam that the reason why we require shishim is because maybe we'll be vashlom together. So he says, "Tzorichin li mabikach shechulkin bishmon. Hotzorichin li yeschulkin b'taimon do yosam mishim taim. V'nira etor seiferu v'tzorichin ma shechulkin b'taimon v'shogim b'mare. Or istome de milske ki shechulkin bishmon, chulkin b'taimon." So as long as they have different timing, so there is a possibility if we give it time, so then it'll come osa, and it'll be mivashel them kelim shenidat haruvis, because after shenidat haruvis, according to the Rosh, there is no problem. All right. So he says, Aval shaloi b'minei vei makirei, afu yovish b'yovish sorg shishim. Uai, kivin di mivashlein, yitnta, tur b'shim sivar atum, v'chein kos varanza, umi uki amrinu di yovish b'yovish, chad b'tchei botl, afilu migrabono. Hanem mile min b'minei, kivin di midrais, afilu b'lach, b'lach, b'yru b'pteilei, lo yach mirabono b'yovish. Do yevshal im b'yishal di sadarais, avu min b'shim minei, di b'lach, b'lach, az minu b'sataim, מדרייסה, אפילו יוב ישנם בין הסמך, כי איך אני מבש לו רייסה לידי איתיים, דאבי דרייסה, עד כאן לשני, הוא מביא אביס יוסף, מבוי הבדבורוב, לידוב, ראשי נוסר עם דרבונון, so he emphasized the fact that he can become involved in his דרייסה, because being that if it's only in the Nisra Rabbonon, אף שלא יביא מיני צורך סמך ביובש, because even if he'll be מבש לו not be in his דרייסה, do you have שקלל? We may still use the rice. We have given the same thing as the chess. We have given the kind of mina is very kill the kule. Kim the chore summer hell in the rabbon. Hoadim be is rabbon. I'm shell. Valpize. So since the Ram emphasized the fact that the reason is why we require shishim and minshol mina in order he should not become involved in the rice, so it should follow that if the whole problem arises in connection is the rabbon. So then, we shouldn't require shishi. Val pizem yirel li yashi. Mashinim tzva goyi shari dure. Simila metes. Shnei agoyi ismi ozorua. We mentioned last year. Disasra dode. Dis osom. One ozorua says, I avedovo yove. Ishvili osom drabonon. Afil nisar yifchat. Bichat. Muta ba'achil et b'nei sodo. Eyo zeruah, at kan l'shein. So the Ruah says, the thief is negeyon nis, the Rabbonon, so it becomes bodily v'nei sodo v'chad v'chad. V'cheinu, ba'agoes, me'o zeruah b'sifah v'nis k'chovim, u'bosach hoche b'somuch, ise, v'zeh l'shein eyo zeruah, but then there is another eyo zeruah, misachta v'nis k'chovim. Im u'dobot lo yoser, alo med Rabbonon, im nisar v'chad v'trei, muta ba'achil et b'nei sodo. So the second Yazua is not in consonance with the first Yazua. The first Yazua is so makil that by an Isra Rabbonon, so Yovish be Yovish, is bottle chad bechad. The second Yazua says that by Yovish be Yovish, that by Yovish be Yovish, so in Isarif chad betray, muter. Muta ba'achile, it lays me all down, there's the soil of the chovim, v'tzor achil, at kan l'shinim, v'sukash, so there is a stira between the two Yazaruahs. In other words, one Yazaruah purports to say, that even chad b'chad is bottle, and the second Yazaruah says, no, only chad b'chad. V'tzukash, Bagoy achein egufe. What does he say in the second agoy? Nechsar efchad b'trei muta b'achil b'leid miyodom. Pirsh l'yisroel l'chovim. Ho afilu yisur ederai sebotu b'trei. Kmo ishi iskimu kala peisk. Vechim bagoy esiva b'ni zohar b'shim zohua. Vissu amai bagoy rishin nekosav b'stam muta b'ni zohar. Uvagoy achein nekosav l'yisroel l'chovim. Kosav l'yisroel l'chovim. Miu b'miktas vore mise gam bagoy rishin l'yisroel l'chovim. Anyway, but there is a stir. There is a stir between the two agoyes and the other one. One agoye says that even chad b'chad it becomes bottle. And the other agoya says only chavita. How can we reconcile the two azoras? Elonira dagoya achine ma'ira shol b'minei. The second agoya of the azora that is more machmir than the first agoya, which says that we need chavitrei. So that is reference to shaloi b'minei. In other words, the shach is saying that by Yisrael Rabbanon, so min b'minei requires only chavichat to become bottle. That's the first agoye. The second agoye that says it requires chavitrei has reference to min shaloi b'minei. So by Yisrael Rabbanon requires shishi, but by Yisrael Rabbanon we only require rov. This is how he reconciles the two apparently contradictory ezoras. So then it requires rov, but not shishi. Had it been a drayse, it requires shishi. And then when the Zohar says that it should only be given to Yisrael and Yichovim, so that's not misaradim. That's only as a chum. So v'lekach kosaf Yisrael and Yichovim b'shem Yisdam and Yisrael pishul Yisrael u'michu ha'adora sheyardi shul Yisrael shenikitam shul eta. Anyway, this is how we reconcile the two Ezoras. The one Ezoras that says that by Yisrael Rabbanon, chad v'chad is bottle, that he applies, the Shach applies to min b'minei. The second Ezoras that says by Yisrael Rabbanon we require rov, but not shishim, he applies to min shalom. So he has the kasha now against the Ramo. The Ramo says, so that means that there is no difference whatsoever between Yisrael Ramo and Raise. But according to the Shach's explanation of the Ezra, there is definitely a difference. By Yisrael Raise, we require shishi. Here we require only rov. We require on rov by min b'minei, so we require rov here by nisaraisi, and there by nisarabonon we require only chad b'chad, so there is definitely a fundamental distinction. So in other words, so why does he require shishim? So at first the Shach assumes that the Pshat in the Ramo is that there is no distinction whatsoever between Mimine and Shalom Mimine insofar as Yovish is concerned. So then he says, but he's Chilik and the Ramo. Then he says, maybe the Pshat in the Ramo is also in accordance with Yishite. ונראה דערב ליקוי אל הריש, ליצור ביטל ברוב, וליסג אחד אחד. So then he says, the פשט in the Ramoy is, when he says, when he look, so the Ramoy does not have reference to Taru Vesiyov Yovish Mishalai Bimini. By Taru Vesiyovish Yovish Mishalai Bimini, there is a difference between Yisrael Reis and Yisrael Rabban. But, because by an Yisrael Reis, so we require Shish, and by Yisrael Rabban, we only require Rov. That is, but what does the Rambam mean? The Rav Likol Arish, Yitzor, Bitl Rov, Lissage, Chad Bechad, even though the Yozor Washiti is, that by Nisar Rabbonon. So Chad Bechad is bottle, Bechol Zeh, in Chilik, Nisar Rabbonon, Yidra Yise, Mashen Kim vis-a-vis, So the Ramo doesn't mean that there is no distinction between Nisar Reis and Rabbanon. There is a distinction. By Nisar Reis, so we require Shishim in Shalim. And by Nisar Rabbanon, we only require So Min Shalim Minei, they makiri afil Yovish B'Yovish, Yitzorch Shishim. Yovish B'Yovish, Yitzorch Shishim. Sifud, the Chos of Mari, the Biyadei Bishim Sifar Atum, Mashmani, Tzorich Shishim Elam Drabon, Vitzorich Hiyun, Bitei Sisila Ivri, the Mashmalos and Tuvish Tzorich Samach Midrais, even by Yovish Biyovish, that's a very strange shit. Why should it require Midrais, by Yovish Biyovish Shishi? Or Visa Veheta Kos of Daniel Drabon, Vichim Posikar Viteres Hatus, Umashal Visa Veheta Shalai, or Visifre Pegranosh, Evidim Mari, Lifsigal to Sakaloch, Vilini Rekidivri Arab. In other words, it's impossible that Yovish B'Yovish means Shalib Minei should require Shishim Midrais. Yovish B'Yovish, so there is no time. The Yisar is Emir V'Natzmei, Heter is Emir V'Natzmei. Except that I don't know which is which. So how can it require Shishim Midrais? So the Ramoshite is also that it only requires Shishim, Yovish B'Yovish means Shalib Minei requires Shishim Om Drabon. But the taste is nilavrim. Not by Yovish, requires shish. But you'll ask, but there we discuss this kema b'kemach. The answer is no taste is hold, as most rishonim and poskim hold. That Kema B'Kemach is also, so is also Larbelach. I'm not going to be the Vrim Kema B'Kemach, but Larbelach, which is based on Gimel, we got Mariku, because we take as a bias. Feel like Vrim, Gabi Shtei Kupi, is Mash Pidavke, Mashma, the Kema B'Kemach, have a Larbelach. We take that, Shaharaj, with the Chidusho, Pegid Anoshe, Hetik Divatei, is Pegid Anoshe, the same Tzvat Trumo, the Chenu Behem is Tzvat Trumo, Uchvon is Boyer is Tzvat Trumo, Svil, the Dein on the Rabbonon, the Chen Arash Beguve, because we had the Chidush of the Mishimine Biyovish, but Mater, Birov, and Rabbon, and Tzorch Samech. And the Vadil Atei, is Pegid Anoshe, is Tzvat Trumo, and now, I have a lot of love, is a Bor. Vim Reitzel Ivashlon Yach, Vim Shom, Vim Shom, Samech, Mutal Harbisalei. Because even though the Mechaba Paschas like the Rashbo, so you're not allowed Yovish B'Yovish, Min Shalei B'Minei to be Mevashel together, because it will give it time, and then it will be Oseah. So that only means that he cannot be Mevashel the three items together. But suppose you have Rov, and then you add more items of Heta, so that there should be Shishim. So like this, there is Alochim Vatl Nisach HaTchile, but here, it's Mutarim HaTchile. Why? Because this whole thing of a Mivatl Nisach HaTchile, whether it's the Rabbonon, as most Rishonim say, oh, it's a Nisach HaRaisa, as the Ravid says, and we learn it out from Zriya Bashelo. So when is there such a Nisach, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbonon? When each item by itself, each Chaticha by itself, is osa bachile. Mashenk in here, where each item by itself, each chitira by itself is muta bachile. We cannot eat them together. We cannot be mevashim together. So since each item, each chitira by itself is muta bachile, so memele, when you are mates, if you're not mevatel, it's al chatchile. Because you are mevatel something that is heter. Only thing is, you are accomplishing something. If you wouldn't be Meisiv, so then if you'd be Mevashel together, it would Asa. But once you are Meisiv, even if you are Mevashel them together, it doesn't Asa. Vim Reis Vashel. Miu Livashlom Lipeis Teiretz. So he says, Vim Reis Livashlom Yachad, Vein Shom Samach Mutal Harbis Alech. Miu Livashlom Lipeis Teiretz. So he shot, when do we say that we cannot be Mevashel together? That is in one day, but in two separate days, we can be mevashel. Milvashel b'dereshot va'afilu bishlom b'beis deres kedem sheneida hataruves is mutalochlon. That's the lashon of the Bach, but that's strange. The Shach is masik. So he says va'afilu bishlom b'beis deres kedem sheneida hataruves mutalochlon hakei. Okay. In other words, now the Rashbo asks to be mivashel all the three chatiches in one day, but to be mivashel in separate days, so then it is all right. So he says, but mivashel beis deres, the Bach says, yishore, and even if it's bishlom beis deres, kedem sheneida taruves. Mutal yochla hakein. Sharei harashbo machmir kishe bishlon yachad. Afilu bishlon achas shenidat haruves. Vihita bishlon miktsosan lisadachod. Umiktsosan tadachir. Kmo ishe b'kosav b'syosef mishmei. So in other words, so the Bach says that according to the Rashbo, that it's mutat mivashlon b'beis deres. So even if it is kedem shnei taruves and shach is chaylik, because kedem shnei taruves there is no bittel, because the subjective element is an essential ingredient in the bittel, and if the bialim is not cognizant of any mix up of any taruves, so then it doesn't become bottle. So even if it was mivashe, even if it was mivashe in tuk deres, so it's also ufian zaiti the whole matter arashba. Bibishlom beis deres, hayne mishum dechivin dineida, viniz batel minatir, vigam midrabonon birov, elo dulvashlon yachadose, mishum shechozaru yisav unisarif imayet. Now you see, there is a strange thing in the Rashba. As a matter of fact, that could be the reason as to why the Taz says that the Rashba is also made to the lomdes of the Rosh on a Reis level. And he's only chelik on the Rosh against the Israelic on the Rosh and the Rabbanon. How does he know? Maybe the pshat in the Rashbo is that midraisa. So we do not say yisa nepach leheta b'yovish b'yovish unless the Bureau of Kol Diporish is first established. No, so he has a right. Because if we are going to say that the Rashbo shite is, the Rashba Shita is that even on the Reise level, the Beetle of Yovish B'Yovish, of Isa Nefech Le'etah, has to be based upon the Bureau of Kol Diporish. So, Mimele, the Rashba should not only say that you are not allowed to eat all the three Chatiches together Basachas. Even two Chatiches B'Basachas you're not allowed to eat. Only one Chatiche B'Basachas. So then, let's say, one Chatiche of Viser was mixed up with Tuchtichas of Eta. So, vis-a-vis an individual Chatiche, we have a Bureau of Kol Diporish. But vis-a-vis all the three Chatiches together, we don't have the Bureau. And vis-a-vis Tuchtichas together, we don't have the Bureau of Kol Diporish either. But the Rashbo is matter to eat two Chatiches at a time. And to be Mivashel in two Deires. Even though in one Deire he'll put one Chatiche, and the other Deire he'll put two Chatiches. So then, that is matter. If the Rashba Shita is on the Reise level, that we, in order to apply the din of Bittel, of Isa Nepach Le'eta, we must establish the Bureau of Kol Diporish, so you should say only one item at a time can be eaten, not two items. And the Rashba is Matir, Achille of two Chatiches at a time, three not. So it's a raya that it was probably the raya that made the Taz draw the conclusion that the Rashbo is made to the Rosh and the Raisa level. But Midrabonon, so Midrabonon, the Pshat Midrabonon is not that Midrabonon, we do not say Isanepach Leheter unless the Biru of Kol Diporish is established. So then he should say Midrabonon is not allowed to eat two Chatiches at the time. He says only all the three Chatiches. The answer is Midrabonon, we do not say Isanepach Leheter if it is Boru Kayei that he is eating the year to four Isan. That's the Rabbanon. Not that the Rabbanon is that first we must establish the Bureau of Kol Diporish. So, Meile, this is what the Shach says. Ufin is daiti. The Hodi Matir or Rashbo Bebishlon Bebeis Dereis. Haine Mishum Dechim Dineida Vin is Batil Minatir. Vigan mit Rabbanon Birov El Divashlon Yachat Oseh Mishum Shechozar O Yisa Vin Isariv Maeta. So, it's also the Rabbanon. Because definitely, I mean, without the shadow of a doubt, there is the Yisa. Svariu kishon kisor manivon kisor v'rash bol hetye v'yose roz mit rabbonon v'yilkach kol shen izbashel b'beis deiris v'lichoz aliyis kishon kisor manivon u'vishor sheichu kol gdeiro gdeiro shen izbashel bo eimeir hoyisa b'gdeira acheres muta v'afilu teimid misveike linaftlon mikol mokim habres v'ke de rabbonon likule v'yefshar atzvilu tzeke de rabbonon leke v'yefshar ligoz rabbonon min b'minei b'sam echel b'lach mamesh avol kishen izbatel kvor b'rov lo yechmiru ha'akein v'ukme de reise. Avol, so that's only true if it is neidat arubes. So there is bitul midraise. Avol kishaloi neidat arubes. So then the subjective element is a necessary ingredient midraise in the bitul. So avol kishaloi neidat arubes. The osbon is batul isaklal. The osam natere elo de atomish as bishul neidat arubes. Im kein al kol gdeiro yeish leimar. Shemo yisa bezu havel isveke de raise. Ulechumre vi osam ikul alnei. Vidine kenu kamon sof simen kufidalev. Di beiz deire shol mechot mistafun vat misamf. Some it seems like it of a poshut. I mean, how can the question of Ayles, how can the Bach say the contrary? The Bach says that if he was mivashel in base deireis, even not in one deire, so even kedem sheneidat aruves, so is mutal ochlon. But the question is this: there were three chatiches. One chatiche is iser, two chatiches is eter. Then he doesn't know which is iser. Then he took two parts, and in one part he put these two chatiches, in one part he put this chatiche. So then the Bach says, Kidim Shenida Hataruves. He did that. So the Bach says, according to Rashbo, it's muta. Why should it be muta? After all, Kidim Shenida Hataruves. So Mele, it's possible. There are two alternatives. One chance, I mean, it's one against one. I mean, it's a Sofik Ashonku. Because one Chatiche is Isa. So it's possible that the Isa was cooked in the pot. In the pot that by itself, but it's possible that in the pot by itself, so the heter was cooked, and the other pot had the two chatiches, one of which was iser and one which was heter, and the mele. So of course, so the iser gave a tam in the heter. So how are we allowed? How does the Bach say that in such a case we are allowed to eat all the three chatiches? So there was no beetle. So we have to say that the Bach Shita is that this halacha, that the subjective element is a necessary ingredient in bittul. That's also a Rabbanan Dika halacha. Midraise, even without the subjective element, there is bittul. There is isan etachleta. So the Meila, even though at the time when he cooked the three chatiches in two pots, two chatiches in one pot and another chatich in another pot, he didn't know anything about the mix-up. But klapishmai, it was galye. That there was a mix-up. So Mele, objectively, I mean, there was a mix-up. Even though, I mean, it might sound like a repugnant expression, I mean, how is a child to say objectively there was a mix-up. I mean, it's Yom Shmi Yom, it's not Lablach. But this is what it means, I mean. So, in other words, since there was, the facts were of such character that once it is known to the Bible, so that means there would be bittul. So even before it became neida, to the bailim, so midraise, the isa was nepachleta. So So Mele, but only mit Rabbonon die Issa was not nepach leter. Since only mit Rabbonon die Issa was not nepach leter, so we are making according to the Bach. But that's the reason as to why the Bach is making. But the Shach is chinek, and the Shach holds. So the Shach says in so many words. Abol tishloi neidat aruves. The Oslo is batilo yisaklal. The osam natere. So in other words, so we see that the Shach spells it out that the subjective element is a necessary ingredient midraise in the chalais bittel. Not only midrabbonon, it's midraise. It's a necessary ingredient. So that's the reason as to why the Shach is chilek on the Bach. All right. Now sifyut gimu veim b'mishum vato yisa. Kiven shekolechot muta b'pneatz. All right. Now simen kufyut. Now Simen Kufyu deals with Yovish B'Yovish, with Dovah Choshuv. Now there is a loche that the Dovah Choshuv does not become bottom in Dovah Choshuv. Now, what does, is that the Reisnik aloche that Dovah Choshuv does not become bottom, or the Rabbonatik aloche? Now what is the Dovah Choshuv? So we have several types of Dovah Choshuv. One type of Dovah Choshuv is Balachai. Balachai is not bottom. Let's say, there's the Mishneh in Zvoche. There's the Mishneh. The Mishneh in Zvochim, Perik Kolat Aruves, it's called Kolat Arut, Perik Aruves, it's called Kolat Zvochim, Perik Shmini of Zvochim, Taf Ayin Omid Beis Zvochim, Kolat Zvochim Shenisavu, Bechato Yisameis, Yisu Bishiranisku, Afil Achaz Beribe Yomusukul. So in other words, even one in 10,000, and when it says one in 10,000, so it doesn't mean Tafki one in 10,000, it means one in 100,000 too. There is one Rav, he wrote a Sefer, and he tries to show that is dafke. I mean, I feel a echod be'elef bottle, so it means a dafke echod be'elef, but echod be'elef echod, so he is bottle, and here it means ribe, but it doesn't make sense. I mean, what is it? So it means that no, without any limit. So that's the aloha. Why? Because balachai. So balachayim, that's one type of a dovah choshev. Balachayim is one type of dovah choshev. So I feel achas be'ribe yomusukum. It's not bottle. That's one type of dovah choshev. Now, then there is another type of Dovah Choshuv, Chticho will is Chabit. If the Chticho is something that is served to distinguish guests, so that's also Dovah Choshuv, so then it's not bottom. Then we have a type of a Dovah Choshuv of Dovah Sheb'Minyan. But Dovah Sheb'Minyan is not a liberty kula alme. That it's not bottle. Reb Meir says the Dovah Sheb'Minyan is not bottle. Reb Meir, but Reb Meir, that's in the Mishneh Norle. Peregim Lavole Mishneh Vov Mishneh Hoyle Chvilei Tilton Shel Klai Akeren Tilton. Tilton, that's in English, it's called fenugreek. It's a member of the leguminous family. So Misha Hoyale Chvile Tilton Shel Kloya Kare Yidliku. Because it's a Sabanoi. Nisalvu Bachirim Kulom Yidliku. Dimur Reb Meir. Without a limit. Even Be'alav. So Kulom Yidliku. Why? Because it's a Dovah Sheb'Minyan. It's sold by number. Let's say so many tiltons and so on. So the Chachomim Emrim Yalu Be'echod Umasai. So the Chachomim Achilikan Reb Meir. Chachomim Achilikan Reb Meir. And the Chachomim say that it is but then Mishneh Zayin proceeds. Shehoy Reb Meir Emir Eshedarke Limneis Mikadish. Whatever is the derech to be counted, it's sold by number. It is sold by number. Let's say today, I mean, this mitzias of being sold by number varies from place to place and from time to time. Certain things that, let's say, years ago might have been sold by number, and today they're not sold by number. and vice versa. Let's say today, let's say, I think oranges, you don't buy a pound of oranges, you buy a dozen of oranges, you don't buy a pound of oranges. But other fruits and vegetables, you buy by weight, you see, not by number. So, whatever is sold by number, so that asks, and it doesn't become bottle. וחכמים אומרים, אין מקדש של שישה דבורים בלבד. ורב עקיבא אומר שיבו. What is the שישה דבורים? The six items that are bottle, that are דבר חושב ונענת בוטל. ואילו הם, הגזי פרח. הגזי פרח, so there are two פשוטים. What's הגזי פרח? One פשוט is, פרח is the name of a place. Certain nuts that in a certain that grew in a certain place, and another pshat is that it is kliposom rakov nifrochim. In other words, that nuts that have a very brittle shell. So that's a davar choshev. Veile in a geizi perach, it doesn't mean that today they have to be davar choshev, because that depends upon the taste, I mean, and the attitude of people, because bizman chazal it was a davar choshev. So the Rambam says that it changes with Yom Moki Bazman. Velegezi Perech. Rimeni Baden. Now Baden, that's the name of a place. Pomegranates that grew in Baden. Vichovye Stumets. I mean, Chovye Shal Yayim that are covered. Vichuf is Tardin. In other words, that certain leaves of certain beets. Vikulzi Kruv, that's heads of cabbage. Glassy one is. So, in other words, a Greek pumpkin. Apparently, I mean, all kinds of pumpkin. So, only the Greek pumpkin was a davar choshev. So, that's six things. But Rabbi Akiva is a seventh item. Rabbi Akiva is a kikor shavu abayis. In other words, of a loaf of bread that was baked by a private person, by a householder, not by a baker. So, in other words, the householder, a baker, so it was for sale, so mele, he didn't bake it in such a fancy way. Mashenkin, if a householder baked, so that he made it in a fancy way, so it was mochosh. Afkikor shavu abayis, horol ol eli klayakeren. So in other words, so only Rav Meir says the dova should be minyan is a dova choshuf and doesn't come bottle. But the chachomim, including Rav Akiva, because Rav Akiva agrees with the chachomim, except that he adds one item. So they say the davar should be minyan is not bottle, but other dvarim chshuvim are bottle. What six things, seven things? Now what's now the Rambam doesn't pasken like Rav Meir. The Arishayim who pasken like Rav Meir, but the Rambam doesn't pasken like Rav Meir. The Rambam paskens like the Chachomim, but he actually paskens like Rav Akiva, because some Rishayim they mention Chachomim and Rav Akiva b'chodem achde, because Rav Akiva agrees with the Chachomim except that he adds one item. I mean, we have to understand what is the machlekes between the Chachomim and Rav Akiva. Well, that we'll discuss. But so the Rambam paskens like the Chachomim, like Rav Akiva. I mean, not like Rav Meir, not like Rav Meir. Now the question is: so davar shebiminyan, according to the Chachomim and Rav Akiva, is not considered a davar choshev, but these six things are considered a davar choshev. Why these six things? You couldn't say that there is something peculiar about these six things, because the Rambam says that these six things is only in certain mekemes, in zman chatanoyim, they were davar choshev. But in every generation, in every place, so it might be something else. So the question is, what is it then? If it had been a constant thing, all right. But it's not a constant thing. It changes. So we have to know what was the distinguishing feature, bizman atanoim, of these six, seven things. The Rambam in Perik Tes Zion of Machos Hashugas Aloch Aleph says, "Kol Hashurim Ma'iru Shenosu Chachomim Lidovar Oso Shenisar Mimine Amuter B'Shelohoyu Adovar Oso Mechamit Shemitave Oy Dovar Choshuv Shuei Meit Kmei Shehu." ולוי ניסר ונית מבדברה מותה. אבל מוי מחמה יצא מתאבל, so ימי, אוי דובה חושב, איסה בכל שיר. That's strange. The Rambam mentions in one halacha, the din, the דובה חושב, is not bottle. And also, דובה חמיתה, מיל סדעביד עלי טיימי. Something that is used as a mitabel, as a flavoring agent, not something that gives it time. Anything gives it time. I mean, it all depends upon the ratio between the heter and the iser. Anything will give it time. But certain things are used as spices, as flavoring agent. So I feel a belly bottle. So he mentions that aloche together with dovah choshev. Apparently, there is a common denominator to the aloche of milse David Elitaime, let's say something that is used as a spice in the deir, and that is not botla filbelev in the vachoshu, because there is a common denominator. Anyway, the Rambam mentioned it together. But if it was a dovah hamechamitz or mitavel, or a dovah choshu, so, eisa vachoshu. So then he says, the aloche gimul, he says, dovah choshu shu eisea, b'minei b'chol shu, shiva dvah, veilei, Egezi Perech, Remini Baden, Chovies Tumes, Chlofis Tardin, Klachi Kruf, Glasi Bonis, Vikikorishal Abais, Ikorishal Abais, like Rabakim. The Torah says Chachomim, but it's really like Rabakim. Vikikorishal Abais. So there, that image is Nalochagim, Perik Nalochagim. Then, in Perik Design, Aloche Tes, he says, Yearly, Shekol Dovo Shu Choshu Vitzel Nemokim in Amkimis. King Gezi Perech, Remini Baden, Beat Israel, Beisan Azmanim, Shueisa Behol Shu, Lifich Shivuse, Beisi Mokim, Beisis Man, Vilo Yuskru Elo, Elo Lifishe in Eishim, Kolche in Behol Mokim. So what does it mean, Behol Mokim? So it's not a special aloche that has to answer. Because these things, probably even this man Rambam, these things were considered Choshev in all Mikims. But if after all, human taste and human nature can change. So then there is no reason as to why it should asa b'mashu, I mean, why? Because he says, kol shein b'chol mokeim, so he means that bizman chazal, bizman atanoim, it was choshev in every mokeim. But certain things were choshev in one mokeim and not another mokeim. So in that mokeim where it's choshev. V'yuhu adin l'chol kayetzi b'en. And then he says, so in other words, we have to understand what is the distinguishing feature of these six, seven items that b'chol mokeim, b'chol apoches, b'zmanat anoyim, so they were ido b'choshev. What is it? So let's see the Loshon HaRambam in Perush HaMishneh in all. Now, the Rambam Perush HaMishneh Norle, Perigimul Mishneh Zayin. So he says, Udlasi Vonis, Gamkein Yodua, Kikol Eilu Heim Etzlom Yidueis. Etzlom means among Chazal. Yidueis Umnueis. In other words, it was always sold by number. All right, so then so the Kadmeya says something that is sold by number. Then there is a machlekes in Gemore in Beitzet Avdalet. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish in respect to Rabmeya. That Rabmeya says Shoy Rabmeya Rimer Eshedar Kelim Neisim Kadosh. But Chachom Machelik. So Rabbi Yechon says Eshedar Kelim Neishaninu. And Rish Lakish says, Kol Shedakel Nishaninu. Eshedakel Nishaninu means something that is exclusively sold by number. It's never sold by weight. Never by weight. Exclusively by number. Let's say, I mean, what would be an example today? I'm not a big buck in that, but I think that oranges is always sold by number. It's never sold by weight. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, when Rabbi Meir says that that it is that Tilton is Mikadesh, is a filibelefly bottle, is because Eshedakil in Shaninu, because it's always sold by number. But suppose something is sometimes sold by number, and sometimes by image, sometimes by weight, so then it's not considered a Dovah Hoshuv, and it is bottle. Rishloki says, Kol Shedakil in Shaninu. As long as it is sometimes, as many times, it is sold by number, even though sometimes it's not exclusively sold by number, sometimes it's sold by Emet, so it's also the Bechoshev. So it's also the Bechoshev. So the question is, but the machleke between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is in regard to Reb Meir. But the Chachomim machilik on Reb Meir, and they say only the seven things. So why does the Rambam say Kikol Elohim Etzlom Yidui Sumnuye is Kolechad Neatzmei? It's counted. It's all by number. Oh, so the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh adds one word, one expression. V'hoyu miyuchodis bishvach al kol shor apiris v'ayrokis shoyu meisei amin ulifichoch lohoyu nimkorim elo b'cheshbe v'chol odom oyo makpit aleyem v'zuloson miminom hoyunim vizuloso miminom hoyunim korim beimet veloyunim korim echod echod el harbe biach. So the Rambam made a combination here. In other words, first of all that it has to be sold by number, and then also that it's miyocholiz bishvach. The Shin Kubetzes davdalet in beitze. So he says the nafkimin. He says the same thing as the Rambam, but he's more specific. So the Shin Kubetzes says there the nafkimine between Reb Meir and the Chachomim consists in this. According to Reb Meir, so if something is sold by number, so then it's considered Dovah Choshev. What does it mean by number? Whether it means Eshet Akalim Nes, or it means Kol Shet Akalim Nes, exclusively by number, or sometime by number. That's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. But according to Reb Meir, if it is a Dovah Shebimine, according to the Chachomim, only if there is a combination of two things. If it is relatively expensive, and it's sold by number, and if it's sold by number, exclusively, so then it is considered Dovah Choshev. So these six things, seven things, were relatively expensive, but Tilton was very cheap, but it was sold by number anyway. So Reb Meir says, even though it was relatively cheap, but since it's sold by number, not by him, so it's a Dovah Choshev. The Chachomim machilik. Mashiach in the six things, the seven things, so it's not only that minuyeis, they are sold by number. Voyum yichodis bishvach. What do you mean yichodis bishvach? It's relatively expensive. It's considered as to be something very good. You see, so mimele, it has a high price. So mimele, it's a Dovah Choshev. But suppose something is very expensive, but you don't sell it by number, you sell it by emet. So then, it's not a Dovah Choshev. It's not a Dovah Choshev. So there has to be a combination. That minuye is kol echod, and miyuchod is bishvach. Miyuchod is bishvach. Anyway, so we have another Dovah Choshev. Like the six things, the seven things, and then according to Rav Meir, we have another type of Dovah Choshev. And we have a machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. What does it mean, Tavash Mimien? Whether Eshedat Elimnei Shaninu or Kol Shedat Elimnei Shaninu. Now, so these are the various types, categories of the Vachoshev. But the Vachoshev is not bottle. Now, the Vachoshev is not bottle. So in other words, we have Baal Chaim is one, Chdichorel is Chabit is two, and then we have the Tavash Mimien according to Raveya is three, and then we have the six things, the Shisha Dvorim, the seven that means Dovah Hamonu, and expensive. So fourth category of the Vachoshuv. So this aloche, that it's not bottle. So is it the Reis Dika aloche or the Rabbonin Dika aloche? So many Rishim say that Midrais everything is bottle. Rashi in Gittin Daf Nun Dalet, the Rambam says, I mean, many Rishenim, the Rashbo, that Midraise, everything is bottle. Midraise. The Balechayim, and Tukdichoil, is Chabeit, everything. Dovah Shebiminyan, everything is bottle. Every Dovah Choshev, Midraise is bottle. Bottle Berov. But, Midrabolon. So, Dovah Choshev is not bottle. However, the Shnei Seliyo, the Shnitzelio, in Perigimul of all, in Mishneh Gimul, he says that Dovah Choshuv is not bottom with eyes. But I don't know of any Rishi, I mean, who agrees with the Shnitzelio. But it's a big chidish. Anyway, now let's see. Dovah Choshuv, Eiseya b'minei b'cholshuv, ve'in zayim dvorim, just like Rabbi Akiva, ve'ilei, egeze perech, ve'remini badin, v'chov yestumeis, ve'fistarden, וכל חיכרו, ודלס יבוני, זה ככרו של בל הבייס, וכן בעלי חיים, חשו ממי מלנטל. אבל שור דבורים, אף על פי שדרקום לימונס, it means exclusively, they are always sold by number, but it's not expensive. הרינו אילים בקישור. In other words, it's not like רמי. But the הרישיינים who do pasken, like דובר שבמיין. The Aloch like Rameya, because many Gemoras accord with Rameya's Aloch. So they pass like Rameya, that Dovah Shemimian does not become bottle. But we have, in Rameya, we have a machleket between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Whether Eshidakalim Neshaninu, only something that is exclusively sold by number, or Kol Shidakalim Neis, if it is sometimes sold by number. So the Ramor says, V'yeshem Rim, the whole Dovah Shemimian, not after the seven things. Or something, or the counterpart of the seven things. What is the counterpart of the seven things according to the Rambam Shinko Betes? That means something that is sold exclusively by number, and it's relatively expensive. So, anything that is sold by number, even if it's extremely cheap, but as long as it is sold by number, so is it over choshev, it's not what? The whole Dovah Shev Mi and the Haine Shev Darke Limne is Tomi. In other words, like Rameya, but like Rabbi Yechan and Eshe Darke Limne Sheminu. Not called Shidakilim Nishonim. Vichene Yagi. Vihodi Dova Choshev Venibotil. Eine Elo Midrabon. So the Shach says, Avod Siftes. Avod Dova Shemichin Lipomim Gamki Beimet. Kmoi Beitzim. Shalipomim Meichim Salmo Lipetzim. Kidise Bishas. So then it's bot. So even according to the Psak of the Ramo, the Dova Shemimian is not bottle, so it's only Eshidakilim Nish, if it's exclusively sold by number. But Beitzim eggs, so. In the Ishar's days, so it was sometimes sold by number, and sometimes it was sold a bag full with the eggs. Beimet. So Memele, that is bought. Alright. Now the Ramon. The Mechaber continues. Called as the Rambam. Called the Rosh Hoshu. It's a blame came, it's mam came, it's can't get the perech for the men in Babi, Beat Israel, Beis Mazmani, who say. Who is a behold show if you should say basic mocking races man will he scrape a well if you say nice in behold chain behold mocking we are a dean. What does it mean behold chain behold mocking? In other words, in those days they were behold mocking. That doesn't mean that in every generation it has to be it of a hush. We are a dean behold kayet and mishamkins. Balachayim sheni sarvu bacher vinishatu batel shivoson uptaili. A balchai is a bachoshev, it doesn't come bottle. I feel a beribe in 10,000, but only when it's alive. But if it was nishchat, so it's bottle de chshives. Vihushe nishchatu b'shevik. Vidavke balchaim ktanim. Sheneruim liyishchabit lachashchitosot. But balchaim delim. So then, it's a bachoshev on the score of tichoru liyishchabit. Not on the score of Balechayim, but it's in the Bachoshev on the score of the whole Israel. Alright. Tes Chanuyis. Now here is the aloche of Kavua. Tes Chanuyis. Now Kavua is Egzeres HaKosov. Kavua is Egzeres HaKosov. The Gemara learns doubt from Vorovolov. Vorovolov. What does Kavua mean? Kavua means, now there is aloche of Kol Diporish Merube Porish. But Kol Diporish Merube Porish is only Shayach if the suffix is nilad after it was nifrash from the kviyas v'yisar. But if the suffix arises in the kviyas v'yisar, so then we say kol kavua ki mechzo al mechzodom. What does it mean, kavua? Let's say you have in the market or in the city, you have 10 stores, and 9 stores sell kosher meat. One store in the market sells treifin. A person bought meat in one of the stores in the market, in one out of the 10. He doesn't know in which, whether he bought in one of the 9 kosher stores or in the one treifin stores. He doesn't know. But he knows that he bought it in a store. So we do not say he called it Polish, Mechul be Polish. Because since the Sofik was Neilad in the Kriyas of Yisrael, he bought it in his store. So Mimele, we say Kol Kavua Ki Mechtal Mechtalam. Let's take this across. We learn it out from the Ora. From the Ora. So that's but suppose you find in the market, in the street, you find a piece of meat, and obviously it came from one of the stores. So as long as 9 stores sell kosher meat, not only 9, even if 6 stores sell kosher meat, and 4 stores sell treifa meat, and you found it in the street, so we say, call the Polish, call the Polish. But of course, it's no svore, because from the point of view of chances, of probability, is the same chances in the case where you buy it in a store or you find it in the street, but it's a sakos. Kol kavua ki mechza al mechza. So that's the hour. Tes chanui is meichis bosa shruta. Vi achas mi cheres bosa nevel. Vi lokach mi achas mehen. Vein yedua meizim en lokach. Hari zo oseh. She kol kavua ki mechza al mechza dom. Ki mechza al mechza dom. Avol bosa hanimtza bishuk. Oy biyad evit kichovi is mutem. Keep me sherei v'chanuye ismeich izbos ashruto. Dechol di polish meru be polish. Zehu din teire. Aval chachomim osru. Aval pi shekola sheikhtim v'chol ameichim v'Yisrael. So that's another the Rabbonon that is discussed in Simen Samagimel. That's another the Rabbonon. That's the Rabbonon of Bosa Shin Salmin Ayin. So there is a machlekes in that Gemara. Whether Bosa Shin Salmin Ayin is osa or not. So the Mechaber here paskens that Bosa Shin Salmin Ayin is osa. But that's something else. That's because of Bosa Shin Salmin Ayin. But except for the Issa of Bosa Shin Salmin Ayin, so then if you find a piece of meat in the street, so then it should be moved. Alright. But Ayin Liil, Simen Samagimli. So Simen Samagimli discusses all the dinim of Bosa Shin Salmin Ayin. When do we apply the aloha of Bosa Shin Salmin Ayin? When don't we apply? Well, that's not our. Avo vohode amrino kol di poris miru be poris heine shuri pirish lefoneinu avo lim pirish lefoneinu oi shereye kishe vivchovim lokhei habe ke lokhei mishom yoy. Now we say that if in the market you have 10 stores, 9 stores selling kosher and 1 store selling treif, and if he bought in one of the stores, so then it's kovua, it's kimechza mechza. But if he finds a piece of meat in the street, so then we say kol di poris miru be poris. It's from the rough stores that sell the kosher. That's only that. So this is the aloche if he found it in the street. And the aloche is, it's kovua if he bought it in the stores. But suppose, let's say I look through the window, let's say across the street there is a market. And then there are 10 stores across the street. Each house is a store. 9 sell kosher, and one sells straight.